From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Food is the staff of life, and one basic way to share the love is to provide food for someone who's in need. One organization has been doing just that since 2013. Stay with us to find out who is sharing the love. The Celebration Church, located in Portmore, St. Catherine, has been helping to alleviate hunger through its food bank. Campus pastor of Celebration Church, Sharon Thompson, says through the food bank, the church distributes grocery bags to individuals and families in need.
The food bank was launched on the last Saturday, the 23rd of March, 2013. And it was a brainchild of Reverend Carter, our senior pastor. We know that persons are not always able to provide for themselves a balanced meal. I mean, we know that person sometimes goes to bed hungry. And what we do in the food bank is to distribute well-balanced love packs. That's what we call our grocery bags, love packs.
Love packs contain non-perishable food items such as rice, flour, cornmeal, canned foods, as well as toiletries. During 2014, the church distributed over 1,200 love packs. For 2015, their aim is to distribute 150 love packs monthly.
Another arm of the food distribution is called Celebrate Care. And this arm of the food distribution is persons going out to someone, whether in the church community or a part of the membership, and they're going to be going out to literally do hands-on projects.
For this weekend, two families benefited from repairs to the roof of their house and foundation. The group also has an arm that distributes pieces of clothing to those in need.
We also have our empowerment program, which assists with persons in need of building their literacy skills or their mathematical skills. And we're branching this off come September with our Evening Institute. We're going to be having qualified teachers. We're going to be assisting in the area of human and social biology, mathematics, English, principles of accounts, principles of business, EVPM, and office organization. So they're going to be doing all of this. And it's part and parcel of us trying to do what we are mandated to do, and that's to help our community here in Portmore.
Campus pastor of Celebration Church, Sharon Thompson. The Celebration Church also has a teen program for young people ages 13 to 19, where they provide mentoring. The church, located at 1E Portmore Mall, is opened from Mondays to Fridays at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 p.m. If you want to learn more about their programs or to help them share the love, contact them at 620-8101 or 366-6693. Email godcenter1@hotmail.com. Visit their website, thecelebrationchurch.org, or check them out on Facebook. And for today's recipe, a recipe for respect. Now, these are the ingredients you'll need: 2 cups of patience, 1 heart full of love, 2 handfuls of generosity, 2 cups of loyalty, 1 cup of understanding, and a dash of laughter. Mix all ingredients together. Sprinkle with generosity over a lifetime.
Come everybody, make we join the lines.
Pika has partnered with the JCDC to offer its services at the Independence Village from noon to 6 p.m. August 1 to 5 at the Rani Williams Entertainment Center. Apply for your passport, unconditional landing and extension of stay, or apply for Jamaican citizenship while celebrating our wonderful heritage. Only debit and credit cards will be accepted. Pika at the Independence Village, Rani Williams Entertainment Center, August 1 to 5 from noon to 6.
And that's where we leave you today. Join us again next week when we highlight the work of another Good Samaritan. Until then, I'm Casita Irving, daring you to share the love. Have a great week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.